You're listening to the Australian Water Association podcast series.
My name is Jo Taranto, and I'm joined today by Nicola Murphy, the Senior Manager, Supply Chain and Zero Cost Energy Future at SA Water. Nicola, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jo.
Nicola, you've come from a few different careers, including retail and the financial services industry. Tell me how you found the water industry and the role that you've taken in SA Water.
Yeah, sure. So once I migrated over to Australia in 2009, just after the global financial crisis, I worked for a while in local government and then started to think, what next? And SA Water caught my eye and certainly seemed to be that perfect blend of private and public sector. So matching my background perfectly, and a large size organisation that's delivering really important services across the state.
And they certainly have taken on a very ambitious initiative at SA Water. Tell me a little bit about the Zero Cost Energy Future Initiative. It started in about 2019, but I imagine it's been a bit of a work in progress for a while.
It has, yeah. So certainly the burning platform to do something significant and make a real step change was really starting to burn us from probably about 2017 onwards. And we started to see increasing electricity prices and what's called much greater volatility in the energy market. But the story for us probably starts sometime before that. And SA Water, like a lot of water utilities actually, used to just have a retail contract for supply of all of its electricity. And then gradually over a period of time, we moved from having a retail contract to having something called a pass-through contract, which is where we were taking the prices from the electricity spot market, but it was handled by a third party and they did all of our market settlements for us, so paying the market for the electricity that we'd used. And then we decided that we could manage that directly ourselves. So we became at that point a full spot market participant. And that history is really what set us up for our ability to move into our Zero Cost Energy Future program, which really just had a background of being a huge electricity user. And for example, the last financial year, 2020-21, our energy intensive drinking water and wastewater pumping and treatment operations cost us approximately $86 million in electricity costs. So we really knew that we had to do something quite spectacular and quite different to where we'd been coming from before.
Wow. And obviously you've just highlighted how important delivering a business case for any kind of transition is. How important has that been part of the process, and how have you had to align with SA Water's business strategy in general?
Yeah, sure. So looking at ways to sustainably reduce our operating expenses is a clear part of our strategy. And equally, one of the key pillars of our strategic focus is proactive environmental leadership. And that's highlighted by taking action towards climate change. And clearly that's demonstrated through the comprehensive action plan that we're taking towards net zero, and our Zero Cost Energy Future program is a big part of that outcome. So certainly we started with a very clear financial goal and a financial burning platform for change. But then along the way, once we had determined that part of the answer was installation of a lot of renewable generation assets, we then also found that this program could have a double win, if you like. So a great financial outcome and a great emissions outcome as well.
It does sound like a win-win to me. It's certainly, I imagine the breadth of the emissions profile of an organization like SA Water means that there's a fairly large variety of initiatives and programs that you've had to look at. Can you go through some of those today? I know that in particular, you've had a big transition to electric vehicles in the SA Water fleet. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. That's something that we're really at the start of at the moment. So lots of opportunities still to grasp with that initiative. But of course, our people work right across South Australia. We're a statewide business, so that means we're on the road a lot. And we needed to lower the environmental impact of all of that travel. So we welcomed 8 electric vehicles to our fleet last year, in 2021. And this really is the first step to change all of our fleet cars to be fit for purpose electric vehicles. And of course, this trial is supporting a transition to electric vehicles for all South Australian government agencies. And we're targeting that complete transition by 2030.
And certainly with the fuel costs the way that they're heading, it's another incentive to make that transition. Certainly another area that I was really interested to hear about was the focus that SA Water have put on biogas production and changes there. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. So that really is a subset of our journey towards zero cost energy future. So this is about another energy source. And of course, as we know, wastewater treatment plants originally were designed to fill a vital role in ensuring public health and the protection of our natural environment. But through the progression of innovation and technology, our wastewater facilities have evolved into sources of diverse, sustainable energy and water management opportunities. So they're capable of generating their own power by harnessing the biogas, which is a byproduct of treating sewage, which is captured and turned into heat and electricity. So I'll perhaps break that into a couple of examples. So one of those is based at Glenelg, which is a seaside Adelaide suburb. And at that plant, we have something called a co-digestion process, which adds high-strength organic waste from industry to the sludge from the sewage treatment process. And those elements are heated in the oxygen-free environment of a large sealed concrete digester tank. And that breaks down through natural bacterial metabolic processes to release the biogas. So that co-digestion process is unique to our Glenelg plant for us in South Australia, but we use anaerobic digesters in our Bolivar, which is the main treatment plant for South Australia, the biggest one by a long distance. And also we use anaerobic digesters at our plant at Christie's Beach, again, another seaside suburb. And that converts waste to energy to help power both of those treatment operations.
And talking about waste as well, Nicola, another aspect of the initiative has been a plan to tackle the waste that's produced by SA Water. Can you tell us about your plan for zero waste?
Yes, certainly. So reducing waste and seeking opportunities to reuse or upcycle will reduce our operational expenditure and bring environmental benefits. And our first step was to conduct a waste audit to identify areas and ways to reduce waste and develop principles to guide us in this endeavour. And we held a business-wide innovation challenge, actually, which was hugely successful. And our people were asked for ideas to reduce waste and maximize reuse. We actually received ideas from more than 400 people, generating 93 ideas, and 53 of those were identified as potentially viable improvement solutions. At this stage, 7 have been developed and tested for implementation, and the remainder are progressing through our ideas tank. One of our ideas that came through this process actually reduces waste by refurbishing quality older valves and reusing them rather than sending them to become scrap.
There's obviously never an end point to something like this, and I'm sure as you all progress along the initiative and look at the strategy, there's always new opportunities. Are there aspirations to do more, and what are you hoping that the next few years does to for SA Water when it comes to a zero cost energy future?
Yeah, so certainly, Joe, it doesn't stop here, that's for sure. The Zero Cost Energy Future program and the installation of all of our renewable generation and the 370 odd thousand solar panels that we've installed across more than 30 sites across South Australia, that was going to deliver around 70% of our energy use when the project was conceived. Now, of course, here's the thing, we keep building more infrastructure and we have to develop and improve our services. We're extending our services to greater parts of the state, more population, more demand. So our energy use continues to grow, and the generation that we've installed isn't going to keep pace with that unless we continue to do something more or different. So there's no doubt that we've started ourselves on a path and we need to keep going. So we'll continue to look for energy efficiencies. We'll continue to look for self-generation opportunities, ways of reusing resources that we already have and making them work for us and our customers.
So Nicola, tell me broadly about the Zero Cost Energy Future.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, we're a very energy intensive business and our electricity costs were in the tens of millions and growing up to 80 plus million for several years on the trot. So we definitely knew we had to do something about that. And this initiative was actually conceived by our people, and they brought together a number of ideas using innovation practices and processes and identified multiple initiatives that would enable us to best manage our long-term energy usage and costs. And certainly the highlight of that program is a significant increase in our own generation capacity, with more than 360,000 solar panels in the ground. They're there now at more than 30 of our tank pipeline and pump stations and other SA water assets across South Australia. So the exciting part of that is that when all of these solar farms are energized and connected to the national grid, the sites will collectively generate a massive 242 gigawatt hours of clean, green solar energy every year. And we've combined that with 34 megawatt hours of battery storage. So a huge amount of energy generation using our beautiful sun here in South Australia. The associated carbon emission reduction figures are big too, with the estimated 89,000 ton reduction being the equivalent to planting more than 7 million trees or removing 32,000 cars from the road every year of operation. So it's a huge amount of energy, and combined the solar arrays will have the capacity to generate around 70% of our annual electricity needs in an average weather and water consumption year. So there will still be times when we draw electricity from the grid, but we'll offset those costs by storing and selling the energy that we produce at other times to bring our net external electricity expenses down. So one of the clever parts of this program is that we've actually located our generation, what's called behind the meter, and that helps us in a couple of ways. So that will improve our resilience to grid interruptions and significantly reduce our network charges, which make up quite a big portion of your electricity costs. So that helps to isolate our business from electricity market price volatility, both in the short and the long term. The initiative that we have here, as a bit of an Australia first, who knows, even maybe a world first, does give some indications as to how we can be more assertive around management of our energy inputs and how we can deliver sustainable operational expense reductions to deliver returns to our customers and stakeholders.
It certainly is an exciting time for SA Water. I've been speaking with Nicola Murphy, the Senior Manager, Supply Chain and Zero Cost Energy Future at SA Water. Thanks so much for your time, Nicola.
Thanks, Joe.